Macites, it's December 22nd, 2004, and this is your MacCast, the show for Mac geeks by a Mac geek. My name's Adam Christensen, and I'm your host. Hey, you guys, great thing happened. I received an email from Mark. He's over at Addison Records, and he actually attached the MP3 we're listening to right now. The music is a song called Ode to Rock. It's by a band that he's representing, Manda and the Marbles. They have a new album coming out February 22nd, 2005, called Angels with Dirty Faces. The band's from Columbus, Ohio, and I took a listen. He sent it to me. I thought it was great, so I will play it for you guys, or I'm playing it for you guys. I will have the full track available at the end of the show for you guys to listen to without my lovely audio commentary over the top of it, but many thanks to Mark over at Addison Records, and thanks to the band. Keep the music coming. Actually, send me more music, either Mark or anybody else who wants to, because I really could use it. I need the stuff that's RIAA free, or that at least I have permissions from the band and the labels to play, and so I certainly appreciate it. I've received a number of emails from you guys regarding something I mentioned on a show, I believe two podcasts ago. I mentioned that the Different District, www.differentdistrict.com, which is a site that has, among other things, just about every piece of Apple video, be it keynote speeches, television ads, parody ads, Saturday Night Live skits, everything like that available to watch and or download. And as a favor to the Mac community, I guess, they decided to put out a DVD with all those videos on it that you could purchase through PayPal, and I believe it was $9. I bought one, and I think it's really, really cool. I love it. It's kind of a trip down memory lane to see all those old Apple ads. They have stuff going all the way back to the Apple II commercials. Well, apparently, after I mentioned that, a number of people went over to check it out, and it looks like the DVD is no longer available for purchase. I sent an email over to John at Different District, and he says, yeah, that's true, the DVD is not available anymore. So, sorry for that, you guys. He didn't really explain why it wasn't available. I'm sure it has something to do with what we're going to be talking about later in the show, which is Apple's prolific use of their lawyers. Anyway, I guess it's not available, but you can still go over to the site and watch the movies, and you can download them from there. So go ahead, shoot on over there, grab them while you can. Hopefully they won't shut down the site completely. It's been up for a while, so I don't think that'll happen, but check that out. Another piece of feedback came, and this was actually a comment on how I do the show, or actually my performance on the show. It's a little bit of constructive criticism comes from my buddy Wade. Wade says that apparently I've used the term on a number of occasions, and I'm not the only podcaster to do this, where I'll say, and anyways, and he doesn't really like the anyways. I went back and listened to a number of shows, and I did notice that I tend to do that, so I'll keep that in mind. Thanks for the input, Wade, and I'll try and keep those down to a minimum or get rid of them altogether. For the rest of you, go ahead. If you have any comments about the show, hey, by all means, this is your show. It's your guys' show. So I'll take anything. Constructive criticism, just straight criticisms, praise, questions, comments, ideas for show topics you guys might like to hear. It's your show. I want to provide the content and material that you guys want to hear. I want you guys to like the show. I appreciate all the support I've gotten so far. I hope to get some more. So use the call-in number, 20-MAC-CAST-8, 206-222-2788, if you want to leave me a voice message that I can, you know, play back on the show and comment against. You can also reach me via email, which seems to be what most people are doing. My email is maccast@gmail.com. Just give your input. I'm looking for input. I'm looking for feedback. I'm looking for show comments and show ideas. So call me. I'm waiting to hear from you guys. Go ahead and do it. So here's what I was talking about earlier with the Different District DVD and my suspicions about why that's no longer available for sale. Looks like, because this seems to be all the news I'm reading about, that Apple's lawyers are putting in many, many hours of overtime. I really hate to see the bill that Apple's going to get for this. Now it turns out, it looks like Apple is suing and seeking an injunction against three, again, unnamed defendants or defendants for releasing the latest builds of Tiger, the next version of macOS 10, I believe it's 10.4, on the BitTorrent network. So, that's happening. They're also now, I think we talked about this on the last show, the lawyers are going after the people that released the information on Asteroid. Asteroid, if you remember, we talked about what is the little FireWire breakout box for doing audio input on directly into GarageBand. That was leaked on a number of websites, but now specifically Apple is looking to subpoena some specific sites, powerpage.org, Apple Insider, and ThinkSecret, to force them to turn over the documents that would basically tell them who released the information. And most likely it's somebody within Apple. So somebody's going to get fired over this thing. Apple wants to make sure of that, and they've got their lawyers burning the midnight oil to make sure that happens. So, Steve, I guess, apparently is really PO'd about anybody spoiling his famous, "Oh, and one more thing" speech at Macworld, and it looks like that's probably exactly what happened. The good news for us is that means that the Asteroid device, I guess, is probably really a reality if Apple's bothering to go to so much trouble to figure out who leaked this information. So, good news for us, bad news for the guys who leaked the information, and good news knowing that, some really cool new products are coming from Apple, like they always do. So I'm actually looking really, really forward to this Macworld. If you guys are too, write in, send me an email, make comments, and let me know kind of what you're excited about and what you've heard, and I'll share that with the rest of the group. The next story that I saw recently, or just today, was that really, really intrigued me and I thought was cool, was a story put out by the Radiological Society of North America. I guess it turns out that there's a couple of doctors, one guy at UCLA, Osman Retib, and I'm going to mutilate his name, and then another guy, Antoine Rosette, who is in Geneva, Switzerland, that developed a piece of software called OSIRIS-X, which is some Macintosh-based software used for doing medical imaging. And that now interfaces with the directly with the iPod and iPod Photo, more specifically, so that doctors can manage medical images. Now, not being a doctor, I'm not sure what the practical applications of this are, but I went and checked out the website, and there are links from the show notes if you guys want to look at this stuff for yourself. The show notes are at maccast.blogspot.com. That's the website for the show, and you guys can check that out. So, turns out these doctors are starting to use the iPod Photo for medical images. And more specifically, there's some really cool video on the linked website where they can actually put multiple images and kind of play back using the click wheel on the iPod Photo, sort of a little mini movie where they can scroll back and forth and show, 3D rotations and renderings of medical images. Pretty cool stuff. So check it out. I'm sure there's some really good practical applications in the medical field. It's great to just to see that there's another channel that Apple can sell iPods through, selling iPods to doctors, and those guys have a lot of money, so, or I think most of them have a lot of money. Some doctors might disagree with me. And they can buy a lot of iPods, so hopefully that'll help Apple sell more devices and make things better all the way around for all of us. Apple has also updated the firmware for the AirPort Express and AirPort Extreme. I didn't get a chance to go into really great detail about what the firmware updates do. I think it's some improved security stuff, some support for some more USB printers, or actually fixing, I think, some support for USB printers that were broken with the print feature. You can find the firmware update on Apple's download website. There's also a link from the show notes. The last thing that I have today is apparently There's a Norwegian who proposed using his iPod. Oddly enough, interesting way to propose, I guess, if you're a Mac geek, very appropriate. He actually engraved "Will You Marry Me" on the back of a 20 gigabyte iPod and gave it to his girlfriend. Pretty geeky if you ask me, but she actually said yes, so that's great for him. Just a cool little story to share with you guys, and hopefully you enjoy that. Last thing I want to say is something really amazing happened today. I popped over to podcastalley.com, and I mentioned this on the last show. I asked you guys that if you like the MacCast to go over to podcastalley.com, and they actually have a system, well, they have a directory of podcasts, and then you can vote for your favorite podcasts. And I was hoping to get on their top 50 list. Well, today, we actually made it. So thank you guys. If you haven't gone over there, please go over and vote for this podcast. I'd really, really appreciate it. Hopefully we can move higher up on the list. Really like to see that, and you guys can make that happen. All right, that's about everything that I wanted to talk about today. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the show. Please email me and let me know. I'd really like to try and find out how many people are actually listening to the podcast. So to that end, if you guys just get a chance, shoot me an email and just say, hey, I'm listening. Shoot the email to maccast@gmail.com, and that way I'll know that there's actually people out there listening to this. I've gotten quite a few emails from some people, some really positive feedback, so if you've already emailed me, I really appreciate it. I just want to say that right up front. That said, we're going to close out the show. As promised, I'm going to play back for you guys the entire track, uninterrupted, talked over, voiced over, of Ode to Rock by Manda and the Marbles. Thanks again to Mark at Addison Records. Go buy the album Angels with Dirty Faces in stores February 22nd, 2005. All right, good night, Mac heads. We will see you next time.